And here on KBRB, let's continue our winter sports preseason previews. And we are here with first-year head coach of the Ainsworth Lady Bulldogs basketball team, Sandy Nelson. Sandy's been on the assistant staff for quite some time. But tell us a little bit about your team as we kick off another season. Looks like numbers going to be short for the Dogs this year.
Yeah, pretty short. We're only going to have 11 girls out this year. Just not a lot of participation the last couple of years. We have no sophomores out for basketball this year. But the 11 girls that I do have are working really, really hard in practice and showing me that they really want to be on the court.
Well, Coach, you're no stranger to the program, been assistant coach for a while, so you know these girls. You do lose some key defenders, it looks like, off of last year's team. Who's going to step up there? And you do also bring back quite a few players that saw some time last year.
Defensively, I think Cheyenne Temple and Brianna Furneaux and Preston Gucci are going to come in and do some really good things. They're good on the defensive part. The three with the most experience coming back would be Kendall Delmont, Carly Kroll, and Jocelyn Good. Just get the other girls some experience to go with that, and that's going to really help us out.
Well, let's start off a little bit here with Kendall Delmont. Kendall has signed with University of Nebraska, Omaha. Maybe a little bit of weight lifted off her shoulders. Now she can just go ahead and think about high school basketball season. I don't know if that's true or not, Coach, but what do you see with Kendall so far in practice?
Kendall's showed a lot of leadership, continuing kind of where she left off with scoring and leading the charge on our offense. I think she'll show some good leadership, and she does have a lot of weight lifted off her shoulders. She got 1,000 points last year. She broke some records, and she signed, and so those were a lot of her goals. So now she can just relax and have some fun and not worry about some of the bigger stuff.
Well, you bring back some pretty good post, still trying to maybe recoup from an injury in volleyball, but Carly Kroll there at 6'1", and then you have also Jocelyn Good.
We really want to try to utilize our posts a little bit more this year, get them scoring. We're working on a lot of shorter shooting drills to work on that inside game a little bit more. But I think with their height and their physical prowess, they're going to do a really good job on the inside for us.
Coach, I did catch a little bit of the Jamboree game that you guys played last week. Again, basically bringing in some new youngsters to also fill in some starting roles there. And, you know, it looks like a team that's going to have speed, wants to move the ball quickly up and down the floor.
Yeah, that's our goal, is to do the game at our pace that we want to. I think that we would benefit from a fast-paced transition game. With only 11 girls, we're going to have to get in really good shape for that, but I think that will help us out in the long run.
Coach, looks like no C team, but one good note in from the NSAA. Girls now can play 7 quarters of basketball instead of 6 per night, and you're going to have to use about all 7 quarters for these youngsters.
Yeah, we really want to... You know, a lot of times when you have smaller numbers, you don't want to have a lot of JV. We really need that JV to get some experience with, you know, our freshman girls especially coming in. And that'll help us out a little bit. We still are kind of limited to 2 or 3 quarters, but as long as they get some good experience with that, that's good.
Numbers-wise, looks like maybe 5 seniors, a couple juniors, no sophomores, and wrap it up with freshmen. Is that correct?
Yes, we have 4 freshmen.
All right, tell us a little bit about maybe some of those girls that we're going to experience. We talked about, you know, the girls earlier with Brianna, Cheyenne, Preston, trying to step it up on defense for you. Of course, Kendall, Carly, and Jocelyn, who saw a lot of playing time last year. Now let's talk about some of those freshmen that may be able to help you out.
We have Grayson Painter come in, and she's going to be a good addition. She's going to be able to do some ball handling, and she looks to score, and she's pretty good passing. Willa Flynn will come in and do quite a bit of post work, help us with some subs for that post. We don't have a lot of tall people, but she's very physical, and she likes to use her body and push people around. Kenley Welke is going to come in and do a good job for us. Just got to get a little more confident and comfortable with the ball. We also have Jaylee Good, who's going to be a good addition as a guard. with shooting and defense, she's going to do well. And we also have junior Maya Ortner out this year for the first time. And she's doing really well, working really hard, and she's going to help us out in that post a little bit too.
Well, kind of one thing you look at for coaching is you don't really like to throw kids into the fire, but may do to foul trouble or things like that, might have some youngsters that will get a lot of playing time on the varsity side this year.
Well, and that's, they're going to need to have the experience this year, because next year, that's what we're going to have. So we just got to, you know, maybe not right away, but especially down the line, get them comfortable playing so that they're comfortable and have that experience, especially for next year.
Travel season for the Bulldogs, I believe 15 games away or something like that, and a few home games this year. Coach, you started off Ord Friday night, Gordon Saturday, some travel time. And tell you what, by the looks of things, you have a lot of gals that are participating in a lot of things outside of basketball, one axe, mock trial, things like that. Probably kind of hard with limited numbers to get a full practice in.
It has been, but we've been really, the girls have been great about switching up practice. I have 9 girls out of my girls and that participate in one act. And, you know, we just do what we've got to do to try to get plays in and do some scrimmage in 3-on-3, 4-on-4. But the girls work hard, all of them, so it hasn't hurt us too bad yet.
Well, Coach, we wish you and the student-athletes the best of luck. And also to your staff, I about forgot that. Tell us a little bit about your staff, who you have on the staff this year.
Katie Painter is going to be my assistant coach. And then Caitlin Nelson is going to be done at Northeast Community College in December, and she's going to come help and volunteer coach and learn some of the coaching, since that's what she wants to do in the future.
All right, Coach. Best of luck this season.
All right. Thank you.